It's a funny one. Go to Colossians chapter 3, most disobeyed chapter in the Bible for a Christian. How many in this room saved?
Amen.
If you didn't be risen with Christ, you know, it's amazing. I preach a lot of funerals. Find a lot of people said they're saved, but they're really not living for God. And I was talking about knowing God today. I said, you want to know God? I said, when I got saved, I wanted to know God. You can know God. Everybody in this room can know God. And you have a relationship with him, a personal relationship. And when you have a personal relationship, usually, you know, they say kids, they get around their other kids, they always act like them other kids. You get around bad kids, the kids act bad. Well, I'll tell you what, if you have a relationship with God, it's going to rub off on you.
Amen.
If you didn't make risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You know, I think about, you know, it says, you know, when we baptize people, we say, by the authority invested in me as a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you, my sister, upon your testimony of faith, in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, buried in the likeness of his death, raised in the likeness of his resurrection. So we're supposed to be new creatures in Christ. The verses would quote, every verse was great, every one of them. All the verses were right on the money. That's the most disobeyed verses or the most disobeyed chapter in the Bible, every one of them. But say, what are you saying that for, preacher? We need to work on it.
Amen.
We need to work on it in our lives. Things that we got to work on. We sing that song, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, sun and earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be.
Amen.
He's still working on me.
Amen.
You got to let the Word of God work on you.
Amen.
If you didn't be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. You know why the Bible says that? Take your Bible, look in Ephesians. The Bible tells you, Paul's writing it, Paul had some insight that other disciples didn't have.
Amen.
Paul had some things down, man. He had it down. And he was writing in Peter, the rest of them, James and John, all the rest of them. And now John got the revelation. But Paul's writing it because, man, he had some insight. And that, thank God he did. Yeah, he's written 13 books in the New Testament. And so the Bible tells us that we're already seated in heavenly places. I'll say Ephesians. I should have went to, I think it's Roman. No, Ephesians. Right. Ephesians. Yeah. Put that up so I can see what I'm doing. Ephesians chapter 2:6. Yeah, there you go. It says, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. I got so much scribble through there, I couldn't read it. Have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, check this out, that in ages to come that he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Mike's been preaching on grace in his kindness. Somebody said being a friend in his kindness. You know, the Lord says, see that guy over there? I delivered him from this. He came out of that. And you know what? That guy didn't deny me one time. Can you imagine throughout the ages, the Lord saying, look at that person right there. They love me. They went to a cross for me. They went to the lion pit for me. You know, the devil always accusing God. The Bible says he's the accuser of the brethren. He's always accusing God, and most of the time he's right. Christians living like hell. They're living like they want to live. And they're doing whatever they want to do. And they don't care what whoever says what. And they're going to do what they want to do. And I found that to be true as a pastor. You can't make people do right. I can't make people live right. I can't make people do right. You can't either. They might do right for a little while, but they ain't going to do right, that wears off. If you're going to do right, you got to get something down deep inside you. Brother was talking about the loving God. Loving God. That's what helps me to do right. I want to love him. If you love him, he said, you love me, you'll keep my words. If you love me, you'll keep my commands. You know what I find? I find it's a lack of love in our lives. It's a lack of love. We say we love God. Yeah, you ask somebody, they stand up, I just want to say I love the Lord. But then you check out their life, they're living like hell. Sleeping around, doing all kinds of wicked stuff. And then they say, I love the Lord. Oh, if you do, you would be right. The Bible says, in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. A lot of people think, well, God loves me. I can do whatever I want. He's got grace. I can do whatever I want. I believe this. I believe that woman I preached at funeral today, and they might be watching. I believe the Lord took her home because she wouldn't do right. And I know I preached funerals, and Brother Squeaky has too, and Brother Mike and other men in here that's preached funerals. I believe, as I'm sitting there preaching a funeral, I know there was people that they went home before their time. God said, that's enough. Yeah. That is just enough. You're my child, and you're living the way you want. You wouldn't take that from your own kids. And God ain't going to take it from his own. Not it's long-suffering, thank God. Slow to anger, thank God. But finally, it comes to a point where the Lord said, that's enough. So when is that? I don't know. The Lord just, he knows. I don't want to get home before my time. And the Lord said, boy, you sure shame me. I had to take you because I knew what you were getting ready to do. I knew it. I don't want to go that way. I just don't want to go that way. I want to go home. Man, when I go home, I want to go home and that the Lord say, you see that guy right there coming through the gate? That dude loved me. He loved me. He didn't care what anybody thought. Look here. Go back to Colossians chapter 2, or 3. Squeaky read a verse from it. Yeah. I thought Squeaky had it. This is the most disobeyed chapter in the Bible. Set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth. We all disobey that. Our affections get messed up. It says, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. It says you're dead. You're supposed to be dead to yourself. And you say, how's that happen? How do you do that? How do you die to yourself daily? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. It's just saying, Lord, reading your Bible every morning or whenever you get a chance, the best time in the morning, read your Bible and pray, say, Lord, help me to talk to somebody about you, or Lord, lead me, guide my steps, direct me. Help me not to sin against you. And Lord, if you do sin, I was telling somebody today, if you do say, Lord, help me not do that again. I know that's shame on you. Help me not do this. This body doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you. Yeah, amen. Help me not do that again, Lord. Please. The Lord knows your heart. He knows. You can't fool him. You can try to fool him and say, well, God forgive me my sin. God forgive me my sin. God forgive me my sin. And you know you're going to do it again. And you say, I have it in my mind. I'm trying not, Lord. When I first got saved, you talking about hard. It's still hard at times. When I first got saved from the life it came from, man, you talking about a battle. I mean, the battle's gotten a little easier now. Since I got, growing in the Word of God, that's why it's important for you to grow. It got a little easier. I've learned how to hold the sword. I've learned how to put my shield up. I've learned how to put the helmet of salvation on. I've learned some things. If I haven't, then I might as well quit. You should learn some things. If you've been saved 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you should learn some things how to defend and stand for God when times come. And the Bible talks about the evil day, when temptations come. So I was talking to somebody today, and they started crying when I was talking to them. They just started weeping. I was talking about you're saved, you take one step at a time. It says, you're dead and your life is hidden Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, Amen. Every Christian in this room, and you're watching online, you ought to say, Lord, help me to want you to be my life, full life, everything. Everything. We all got houses, we got cars, we got things that we got to tend to. But those things that we have, God's given us, they shouldn't be the things that control us. Amen. Completely, I'm talking about. I mean, there's things you got to take care of, but I'm talking about you should want the Lord to come back more than anything else as a Christian. You should want God to control your thought, your life, everything. We, like you said, disobeyed verse, chapter. When Christ, you said, well, we already disobeyed it, we might as well quit. No, you don't quit trying. If somebody was going to war and you just quit the first battle, you would never win the war. We're in a war. We have battles. And you got to stand in the middle of at times by yourself and fight the battle so you can win the war. And the Lord's going to help you through it. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then ye shall appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth in fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, that's abnormal desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. See that thing? Covetousness, which is idolatry. You know, Linda and I went to the mall, and we sometimes go to different places. You know, I said, you know, it's a blessing that we can walk through here, and there's nothing in here I want. That's a blessing, man. The older you get, the more, you know, we got everything. We don't need nothing. Is this more junk that goes out in the yard sale? Amen. Or you give it to somebody. We don't sell stuff. We give it away. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness. Mortify. Die to it. Die to it. Your members. Your members. Hands, feet, eyes, ears. That's why it's important to go to church, because if you're sitting here at home watching, you say, well, I just watch it on TV. Then next thing, you're doing something else. And what happens is when you come to church, it takes that time where you're sitting there, you're listening, you're singing, whatever it is, you know, you're among other believers. And the Bible tells you don't forsake that, as the manner of some is. It tells you don't do that. And what happens is a lot of Christians right now got satisfied just staying home. Yep. Just staying where they, you know, and say, well, I'm not going to get, you get the virus wherever, you crazy. I've had people tell me, well, I can't come to church, I might get the virus. Then you see them at Walmart. Yep. You see them out to eat with friends from out of town.
Sure. Yep.
You see them all over the place. Well, I can't come to church, I might get the virus. That, you know what that is? That's a lying hypocrite.
Amen.
Lying hypocrite. Can't come to church because I might get the virus. Come on. You go to school. You go to mall. You go to Walmart. You go to everywhere you go. You go to work. Anyway. Look what the Bible says. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscences, covetousness, which is idolatry, which things sake the wrath, look at this, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Right there, you say, God is love. I heard today people telling me, God is love, God is love, God is love. He is love. But it comes to a point where you love your kids, right? You'll correct them, won't you? They'll think they're dying. I remember the other night, Wednesday night, little Colton said this. You know why sometimes the kids are afraid of my wife? Because she corrects them in the nursery. And I'm the candy man. I'm the good guy. We got good cop, bad cop going on. Yeah. little Colton said, he was on the way to church. He said, I love Jesus. I love the preacher. I'm scared of Miss Linda. He said, Mama, because she corrects him. And so, you know, I thank God these ladies in here allow my wife to correct their children. She don't go up there and slap their heads against the wall. Well, she'll say, no, don't do it. You know what shows you that she loves your children to a point she's willing to help you teach her? You know, I remember I heard Bill Cosby years ago. Bill Cosby, I know he's the pedophile, and I'm glad he's in jail and all that. But Bill Cosby said this one time. He said, I remember as a kid, if I got whooping at school, it seemed like the whole block heard about it. He said, everybody on the block heard about it before I even got home. He said, if I got in trouble at school, the principal whipped me, the teacher whipped me. He said, and I come down the road, I come down my block. He said, all the mamas would come out with a broom or something and start whipping me. And then he said, I got home, and he said, man, I was already beat up, and they're going to beat me up some more. And that was funny. I thought it was funny. Anyway, but we're not beating them up. For which thing the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. Said, you used to be like that. But he says, but now ye also put off all these things, all these. Put them off. You got a problem with anger? Bible's going to answer. It says, anger lieth in the bosom of a fool. People always getting mad so quick. I used to be like that. I used to get mad, man, quick. And I'm reading my Bible, anger lieth in the bosom of a fool. Every time I got mad, I thought, I'm a fool. Now, the Bible says, be ye angry, but sin not. You can be angry about righteous things. Somebody stealing from you. That reminds me, I was moving chairs yesterday. I was moving chairs, and some of the chairs fell over, and a bunch of money fell out. So, man, I said, I'll continue stacking chairs. I said, thank you, Lord. I remember back maybe a couple years ago, some boy came to me and said, somebody stole my money. I had it in the room in there. I don't know who it was. I can't remember. Good for me. Hallelujah. So I found a bunch of money. What a blessing. Now I know y'all going to be coming up to me saying, I lost it. You're going to have to tell me how much it was. It says, now ye also put off these things, anger, wrath, malice. Brother, he read the verse about, Brother Squeaky read the verse about fathers. One thing bothers me to see people abusing their kids, yelling at them. You say, well, you spanked your children. Yeah, but that's not abuse. Amen. My father abused us. But after I was saved, I wasn't angry at him. He took a shovel, 2x4, anything he had in his hand, and beat us with. He chained my brother to a tree and drilled holes in the 2x4 and beat him with it. My brother was hate. He hated my dad. He's older. I'm the baby. I got away with murder. But it says now, ye have put off these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off, that's a verse, if you come to me and say you knew it was your money, lie not one to another, that you have put off the old man with his deeds. What a blessing, man, when I start telling people my testimony, I start telling about where I came from, and I think back, that's like another world. That's another man that was back there. That don't seem like it was me. Why? Put him off. I don't want nothing to do with him. And that's the way it ought to be in our lives. I don't want nothing to do with that old man. My wife and I used to get in arguments. I said, you want that old man to come back? She said, no. She said, you want that old woman to come back? She was a fighter, man. She was a fighter. We don't want that old people come back. We're old, but we don't want the old people come back. Yeah. But look here. Most disobeyed chapter in the Bible. But now ye have put off these things. Lie not one to another, verse 9. Seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You say, well, when I get to heaven, I'll know everything. Yeah, you will, but wouldn't that be something if the Lord stunt you and said, okay, you weren't willing to learn, you weren't willing to get in this book, then You're going to have to sit down and go. You're going to have to go for about 10,000 years over here so Peter and James and John can teach you. I don't think that's going to happen. But it's a blessing to get to heaven and say, yeah, there it is. There's, yeah, I remember the Bible says something. Look at that. Amen. Here's that river. There's that. There's some gates. There's the pearl. There's that mansion. He says, where there is neither Greek, and so on. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy. Brothers, it just read some verses about loving your brethren, caring about being a friend. Bowels of mercy. I mean, bowels of mercy, that's down deep. That's down deep inside. Bowels of mercy. Take your Bible, look in Ephesians, Philippians chapter 1. Look in Philippians 1. Verse 7. It says, even as is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch both in my bonds, in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are our partakers of my grace. For God is my record that greatly I longed after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. Longed after you. Man, I tell you what, we've got a lot of brethren and sisters that were here we miss. We loved. And man, they're gone. We're going to see them again, though.
Yeah.
And I loved them with all my heart. Loved them down. And I encouraged them. Try to encourage them. They encouraged me. Put on, therefore, the elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind. Don't be high-minded. Don't think that you're something when you're nothing. It says meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. Forbearing one another is putting somebody else before you. You know, everybody wants to be the old saying is that everybody wants to be ahead of the line front of the bus and everything else they want to do, have it be first. Me first, me first, me first, everything, instead of letting somebody else go. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Charity, perfect. The Lord, he knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows everything about you. You know, when I first got saved, I said, Lord, I pray this, and I still pray this. Lord, I want to be more like you. I want to be more like you. The Lord got mad at the right things, and he had mercy on things that people thought he should have had judgment on. And they sang that song, Oh, to be like thee, Oh, to be like thee. And that's what we want. We want to be more like him. Most disobeyed chapter in the Bible. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. You got peace tonight? I had peace going up there today. I was praying. I said, I know, Lord, somebody's going to get saved. I was praying about that. Lord, I want to see somebody get saved. God, give me peace. It's going to happen. To the which also ye are called into one body, be ye thankful. Man, this is everything that everybody mentioned here. I mean, the most disobeyed chapter, most disobeyed verses, perfectness, peace, rule in your hearts, thankfulness. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Man, I tell you what, singing is a big part. If a person's happy, you know what they do? They sing. They got peace in their life, they sing. Just something about it. You got a song, you said, well, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You got a song. I like that song. They say, I still got a song. Thank God. Still got a song. It says, Psalms. So what is that? The book of Psalms. That's where David sang. And then hymns, spiritual songs. Boy, that's important. That's important to Christians. That goes right along with reading the Word of God. It goes right along with it. Singing, having a balance in your life. I know I've been around some guys, all they did was the Bible, the Bible. And I'm for that. But no singing. No praying. The guy I was going in Bible school with that messed up, and I remember I wept over him. He was my visitation partner. I wept over him. And I said to Brother John one time, I said, John, why? The guy memorized the Bible. He had the Bible memorized. I had the whole book of Romans memorized. And when we was in class, that guy got straight A's. When it comes to the Bible, when it comes to Hebrew, when it comes to Greek, when it comes to anything, the guy got straight A's. And his wife said, well, I never seen him pray. That hit me like a ton of bricks. You can have your Bible down, but you don't have no relationship with God in prayer. It's a balance. They always say, the old saying is, well, I tell people when they get saved, I said, what you need to do is you need to read the Word of God. Let God talk to you. That's important. Then when you pray, you talk to God. Amen. And when you talk to others, you're talking for God. Amen. That goes hand in hand. When you sing, I'm gonna dare you all. I'm gonna dare you. Double dog dare you. Triple dog dare you. When you go into Walmart, wear a mask. Wear a mask. When you go into Walmart to go buy something, and all of a sudden maybe you remember, preacher, this double dog, triple dog dared me. Start singing a song in the Walmart out loud. Don't go, Jesus loves me, this I know. Just sing it out. Everybody but Alex. You know what? When we used to go to the mall, I walked into JCPenney's right where we used to be at. I thought about that at Christmas time. And I started singing. Singing, making melody in your heart. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Whatsoever you do, look at this. Mark this verse in your Bible. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Most disobeyed chapter in the Bible. We need to obey it. Don't you go around pointing your finger at somebody else. You're not obeying the Bible. That's not what we're talking about. Amen. You take care of you. Amen. You have a relationship with God. You fellowship with the Lord. You sing to the Lord. Amen. Ask God to give you a song in the night. Wake up with a song in your heart. The Lord will do it. I know he will. I dare you to ask him. Say, Lord, help me wake up with a song on my heart tomorrow morning. Would you do that? God, give me a song. Man, I tell you what, I know the Holy Spirit's real. And I know the Holy Spirit will show you, convict you. He'll deal with you. And nobody knows what's going on in your head. Nobody knows what's going on. I was talking to a guy today. I said to him, I said, are you saved? It made me laugh. He said, well, I feel like in my head. And I laughed so hard when he said that. He looked at me like, what? And I said, that's funny. It's in your head, huh? A lot of people got it in here, but they ain't got it in there. Amen. All right, we'll stop. Father, thank you, God, tonight for your mercy. Thank you for your grace.